your world on the floor and in committee, how hard, how easy was it for you to work with the other side of the aisle?
Well, I have a handwritten note from President Obama. I take great pride in that. We saw eye to eye on a couple of things, many things we didn't. But one thing I learned as a warrior, you can always find common ground. When people are in conflict, there's always something they agree on. You focus on that, and you try not to highlight the differences if you can.
Congressman Russell, you were one of several members, freshman members from the 114th that we interviewed, who were Iraq or Afghanistan
sure.
veterans. How do you think, what sort of influence or impact do you think your class of veterans had on the body as a whole and as Congress as a whole?
Well, I think a great deal. In fact, the combat veterans that we saw from Iraq and Afghanistan, we worked very closely in a bipartisan fashion, even on the defense authorization last year and again this year. There are many things. Seth Moulton, Tammy Duckworth, Tulsi Gabbard worked very well with myself, Ryan Zinke, Martha McSally, others. We've seen eye to eye on central issues, and we came together in ways that had a big influence. In fact, when you look at the defense authorizations, there's an awful lot of amendments and legislation that came just from us.
We're talking here at the end of the 114th Congress. Looking back over the past 2 years, do you think your biggest accomplishment was?
Well, we've certainly become known for our targeting of waste, continuing Oklahoma's delegation legacy, from the great Dr. Tom Coburn, and we have taken that mantle and have honored to do it with our Waste Watch series. And we've also turned that into true reform. Speaking of bipartisanship, working with Matt Cartwright, a Democrat from Pennsylvania, he and I worked as co-sponsors of the Megabyte Act, which estimated will save $4 billion just in software licensure reforms. Well, even in this town, $4 billion is still real money that gets people's attention. So you can always find overlapping ground.
In addition to that area, look ahead for the next Congress, particularly the first 6 months of the 115th. What are your hopes and expectations there?
I'm very concerned about the posture of our military. I think many are on both sides of the aisle. Sure, we're always concerned about dollars and resources, but if we can't defend our republic, then all the other things really don't matter much. We see new partners that are trying to assist us in that effort, but we also see new threats that have emerged that are powerful old threats that we did not imagine we would be facing again. And we have to get prepared and we have to strengthen our military. So that will be a focus. Foreign policy, there's some great opportunities among our English-speaking partners around the globe, also with the Pacific and European trade initiatives. There are a lot of good things that we can do. And one neat thing about bipartisanship, most of the time when we leave the shores, we actually see eye to eye on an awful lot when it comes to foreign policy.
Well, in addition to your military experience, what about your first 2 years of Congress? Have you had a chance to travel with congressional delegations and such?
I've been to 22 countries this term, and I'm going to three more by the end of the year. And I've often related that trade is better than tomahawks, and diplomacy is better than disaster. So, yeah, let's go get engaged around the globe.
What do you try to do on those trips? What's your goal?
I've had the privilege to meet with heads of state to talk about things that we share, things that our concerns. They've ranged everything from our potential conflict, where we don't want to be in conflict, like we see in Asia, or they deal with, in Europe, refugee crises that are really shaking the foundations of governances there. We see an ascendant Russia that has a doctrine of near abroad reacquisition. This frightens our new NATO members, my goodness. And then I haven't even touched on our African, Central African and Southern African partners that are concerned about their stable countries becoming unstable with what we see in the northern parts of the continent. So there are a lot of things that we need to be engaged in.
How about Steve Russell personally? How have the past 2 years been in terms of travel, able to get back home, meet with constituents and hear from them,
sure.
and be with your family?
We've done an awful lot of engagement in our community back home. I have the capital city in my district, so being an urban area, they're not always red meat like Oklahoma is known for, and I think that's reflected in our constituency. But we've also been able to engage, and when we've had things that might have been volatile, we've been able to actually work through it quite well. When I was elected, foreign policy and defense were important. People knew that, and so they've allowed me the privilege and freedom to engage in that area. But I also find time for personal time. I'm a voracious reader. I've read a lot of different things that are completely unrelated to my time in Congress. I've even learned how to fly and soloed an airplane for the first time in August. And
you learn how to fly while you were...
You bet. Why not? You always have to keep yourself moving and stretched. I made a promise to myself after my wars that I would try to live a life of peace and without conflict, and then I ran for Congress. Imagine that. But it is important that we try to have a moment where we can take a step back and enjoy our great country. We're so very privileged to live here.
Steve Russell, Congressman from the 5th District in Oklahoma. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.